constantly calling in saying it's on my porch and looking in my window at me.
A young bear gets into one too many sheds in Cluckwan. And winter games in Haines this weekend. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Mickey Mouse must like Skagway. Disney Cruise Line announced the company will return its ship, the Disney Wonder, to Lynn Canal Waters in 2013 with ports of call in Skagway, Juneau, and Ketchikan. The company also announced that the 1,754-passenger ship, which began sailing Alaska waters last season and confirmed sailings for next season, will return to Vancouver as its hub for Alaska cruises. The inaugural year's sailings were out of Vancouver, but next summer's sailings to Alaska will be out of Seattle. The company wanted to try out Seattle, thinking it would be easier for customers to find more affordable travel to the U.S. city. Disney Cruise Line President Carl Holtz says the company has been pleased with both cities as a base, but several factors make Vancouver the better choice for 2013, including its closer proximity to Alaska and positive feedback from customers who sailed out of Vancouver. The ferry Taku is still under repairs in Auk Bay after its second breakdown this month. The 370-passenger ship was tied up in Juneau Sunday night due to a problem with its propeller control system. Officials then canceled a round-trip sailing to Prince Rupert. Marine Highway Chief Mike Newsell says the Coast Guard determined the Taku was not safe to sail.
There are two systems for the two different propellers so that there's redundancy. If one of them fails, the other one could control both. But we will not be allowed to operate on just one controlling both shafts, because if it fails, then there is no control. It's loss of propulsion, which is obviously a bad thing in the restricted waters of Southeast Alaska.
The Taku stopped sailing about a week and a half ago after a hairline crack was found in its hull. It returned to service after being patched up. Newsell says the two problems are not connected. He said earlier this week that repairs should allow the Taku to resume its route Thursday afternoon, but Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan lost port calls. The ferry Matanuska filled in with a stop in Cake. Officials also canceled the ferry Leconte's Juneau-Haines round trip Tuesday for equipment maintenance and testing. They say it should resume sailing Friday. The Taku's controllable pitch propeller system is a little like a hydraulic transmission.
Basically, instead of varying the revolutions per minute of the engine or the speed of the engine, you change the pitch on the propeller blades to increase or decrease thrust propulsion. So the hydraulic system had contamination, had a mechanical problem in it that's being taken apart, analyzed, and assessed for repairs.
The 350-foot-long Taku is almost 50 years old. A young female brown bear was shot and killed in Cluckwan by law enforcement over the weekend. The cub had provoked an increasing amount of phone calls to the Haines Police Department and local state troopers since last week, says Alaska State Trooper Josh Bentz.
On Saturday, we got a whole bunch of calls into the PD about this brown bear cub that was going house to house in Cluckwan, and I went out there and actually found it.
The small bear had been spotted getting into stored fish, crawling under houses, and even camping out in an abandoned trailer in Cluckwan.
It was just climbing around where it could because of all the snow. It had a hard time getting around. So it was underneath porches, and then it was getting into woodsheds and just looking for... I heard from people out there that it had gotten into dog food and hooligan oil. Eventually found some food out there, but people were constantly calling in saying it's on my porch and it's looking in my window at me and that kind of stuff.
Ben submitted photos of the bear to Fish and Game in Juneau, where Anthony Krupe works as a biologist.
Kind of hard to tell the size from the photo, but my assumption is that this bear had done fine on its own with the salmon in the river kind of near the council grounds until the river likely froze up and was starting to lose food source. Headed into Cluckwan and was finding people food in Cluckwan.
Reports of a young bear roaming around the area first came in November and trickled in slowly through the next few months. But wildlife officials couldn't determine a pattern, which would have helped them locate the bear. They began looking into options for relocating the bear to a zoo or some similar facility at that time.
We talked to the trooper and we talked to our permitting headquarters folks who look for placements for bear cubs, and they have no placement options. So that, given with the fact that the bear was starting to destroy property in Cluckwan, we had the trooper put down this bear.
Kruppi says, although it's unusual, it's not totally uncommon for a bear to skip or shorten hibernation. He explained that it's a matter of metabolism and ability to acquire food. Simply, if a bear can keep more calories than it expends, it can afford to stay awake through the winter. But it's also possible that the young bear never learned how to hibernate.
I can only assume that it somehow got separated from its sow, or its sow was killed during the hunting season. We did have a sow with two cubs that was illegally shot, and so those cubs definitely would have been on their own.
It's not certain if the bear was abandoned or orphaned or the victim of some other situation, but Trooper Bentz said it was missing a patch of hair and appeared to be malnourished. The Haines Courthouse will help handle Sitka court cases, in addition to local ones, for a few weeks to relieve the workload left behind with the sudden death of Sitka's only state district court magistrate. 62-year-old Sitka Judge Bruce Horton died of injuries from a fall through the ceiling of his home late last week. He was working with a contractor to repair a broken pipe in his attic when the accident occurred. Horton had served as local magistrate since 1990. But he wasn't just the judge for the town of Sitka.
He's the person you call if you have questions or need advice or have someone that you need to talk to about a matter.
Says Haines magistrate John Hutchins.
More than just the magistrate there, he was a training judge and responsible for training all of us, everyone that works here. We all got to feel pretty close with him.
Magistrate Hutchins first met Horton after his appointment to Haines District Court in 2002. He explains Horton was kind of a mentor judge for the region's judges.
The court system flew me down to Sitka to work with Bruce, who goes through and gives you an initiation into your role and trains you and really how to do the practical things that happen in a court. So you spend time with him, and then he's one of a group of what they call training judges. Bruce was one of those evaluators, so all the magistrates in the first district knew him because he trained pretty much every one of us, and he's come up almost every year to evaluate us.
Until a permanent replacement is hired in Sitka, magistrates from other Southeast communities are filling in. Hutchins is taking the first shift.
And, of course, he was a wonderful person. He was pleasant and interested in every one of us and, of course, offered us always great advice and really became a good friend to all of us.
He'll handle Sitka cases by phone this week, then in person for 2 weeks, returning to Haines by mid-February. During his time away, he'll handle Haines cases or any other Haines business by phone.
I'll be doing pretty much what I do here in Haines, except in Sitka, it's a bigger community, so it's more of it. You know, here on a day, I may have two or three court hearings, where there it may be 10 court hearings. But it's pretty much the same things we do, enforcing the criminal law and hearing small claims cases and traffic. People that contest traffic citations.
Hutchins says the Haines Court has rescheduled some court business, but the workload changes should not affect regular operations or scheduled hearings at the Haines District Court. Hutchins leaves for Sitka next week.
You know, it'll be a little hard going into his office and working in the office where he was for so long. You know, that'll be kind of difficult. When, you know, it's like you can't fill Bruce's shoes, so what am I doing here? But hopefully he trained me well.
Around 100 swimmers will be in Haines this weekend for the annual Winter Games at the Haines Pool. The local swim team Haines Dolphins hosts the annual meet, which brings in large swim teams from nearby capital cities. Tyler Wyatt is the Dolphins swim coach.
For the team, you know, it's a USS swim meet. You know, it's their home pool, and we have Juno coming in, and usually we have White Horse coming in, and so it's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big meet. So from what I understand, I think Juno has about 57 injuries and things, so they're bringing a lot of swimmers. And being that it's a home meet, you know, it's a big deal for our swimmers.
It also gives the local swimmers a chance to compete against practiced swimmers other than their teammates and even try new events. The team already competed in Juneau earlier this season, but the Winter Games will be the first meet ever for some of the local swimmers.
It's the experience, you know, just, you know, trying something different and something challenging. And, you know, we have a couple of swimmers, you know, that have never swam a 200 free, and they're going to swim the 200 free this weekend. And this is about new experience and seeing if they like that event and move on with it. But we try to cover all the bases, because you never know. You know, you might get a 50 freestyler out there that turns into a long distance swimmer, you know. So that's what we're looking for.
The club team has about 40 swimmers participating this year. That's down from recent years, and mostly beginner swimmers, says Wyatt.
The team is in a rebuilding stage, and our base is with the younger kids.
About 20 Haynes swimmers will participate in the weekend event. The Haynes Winter Games takes place at the Haynes Pool on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 8 a.m. each day.
It's a big meet, and you know, it really brings in a lot of customers into the town and things like that, and for the stores and the restaurants and things like that. And that's a big plus, I guess, for the community, bringing in two teams and things. But it's going to be a good meet. So we had a 77% best times from the last meet, and hoping to continue that trend. So it'll be exciting to watch.
Anyone interested in helping to run the Winter Games swim meet can sign up on the volunteer sheet at the Haynes Pool lobby. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS.